Welcome to PRSA, the podcast of the Houston chapter of the Public Relations Society of America. On PRSA, we spotlight our talented members and get to know each other a little better. If you are a PRSA Houston chapter member and don't get a chance to network as much as you'd like, or are unable to attend our in-person events, here's your chance to connect with your fellow members. Hello and welcome to PRSA. This is the official podcast of the Houston chapter of the Public Relations Society of America, and I'm your host, Veronica Sofer. I have the pleasure of bringing to you every week some of our outstanding members here in our Houston chapter of PRSA. The idea is that we can connect and grow and really build our network of professionals in our area. And this week, I have another great guest to introduce you to, but before I bring her up, I want to make sure you hit subscribe because we don't want you to miss any episode of PRSA. And if you are watching on YouTube or Facebook, drop us some comments and my guest and I can be sure to connect. So let's go ahead and get this episode kicked off. Joining us now on PRSA, Laura Panino. Welcome.
Hi. Hello.
So glad to have you. I'm so excited to connect because we've never actually met before.
We have not. And we have to change that. We're going to have coffee or something else a little more fun.
Absolutely. I would love it. So Laura, tell us a little bit about your role in PRSA and what it is you do. I always tell people, I love this podcast because it's like we're at a mixer and just imagine that we're holding drinks and getting to know each other. So tell me a little bit about yourself. What do you do?
Gosh, I remember being in PRSA forever ago and I'm admittedly not as active lately because our business, the PR, our work has been incredibly busy since the pandemic, just completely different since the pandemic, not a decline in business, but really a change in business, just more intense. We're seeing clients with, you know, smaller budgets and stretched really thin. So that means we're working harder. But anyway, the background on PRSA is I got involved many years ago, like in the 90s, I think, forever ago, and have, participated in awards programs and things like that, and also have attended the Counselors Academy conferences, and that's really great. I have friends who are accredited and have been fellows and all those things, so there's a long history.
Yeah,
and I've also spoken at PR Day and mentored a lot of people, so.
Yeah, that's wonderful. I love it. And so where are you now and how'd you get there? We all started somewhere. A lot of us were in journalism school and then we decided to come to the other side. Some of us came from the business world. How did you get into public relations and what was your path?
So the crazy thing is that I didn't really want to be in PR. My mom would say, well, you know, you're really good with people. And like, oh gosh, anybody who knows PR knows that sometimes you don't always like people.
But yeah, that's true. That is really true.
But I originally wanted to be a veterinarian. And if you see behind me, there is an animal cage in my office. And that's because I rescue animals. And there's one sitting behind my desk right now. But I really originally planned to be a veterinarian. And what held me back, I allowed myself to be held back, was the concern about money. But the other side of my brain was very journalistic and I loved writing. And so I pursued a journalism degree at LSU. And back in the early 80s, you know, the newsrooms were pretty loud. You know, it was clickety-clackety, even though, you know, they had whatever, IBM Selectrics or whatever, but it was really loud. And I don't like loud. Mm-hmm. As much as people know that I'm an extrovert, loud doesn't really work for me. And so the intensity of the newsroom was just too much. And I found that I really preferred working more in a quiet strategic setting. And so that led me to transition into internal communications. And then that transitioned into working for an engineering company. And I was doing technical writing and editing. That transitioned into being offered the opportunity to be the first PR person at this engineering company. And at the time, it wasn't that long ago, but in the early 80s, I was one of three women in the entire company that had a college degree. And so because my degree was journalism, the VP of sales and marketing invited me to start their first PR program for the company. Yeah. And so I was 25 and I was like, well, I'm just going to figure it out. So I just figured out what to do. And I used my journalism background and my media experience to work with trade writers and editors.
Sure.
And that set me up to approach Edelman. And I talked to Edelman, and Edelman wanted to grow in Dallas at the time. And I said, well, I'd like to be part of that. And so that's how I transitioned from that whole journey into the agency business. And that was 89. And I've been in the agency business ever since.
Wow. I love that. I love that.
That's crazy.
You just threw yourself in and was like, I'm going to figure this out. We don't have, but we're going to figure it out.
I didn't know I couldn't, so I could.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So tell me, what is your area of, your specialty now? Now that you've got this different experience, you've been in different sectors, what's your favorite sector? What are you doing now? And what are some of the trends that you're seeing in that space?
So I'll answer what I like most and what I find, at this stage in my career that I really enjoy. I really do enjoy executive communications. That's really a sweet spot for me. Issues and crisis comms, strategy and planning, higher level media relations. I mean, mainstream media, we all know, is tough because sure. There's so much competition for that news space. So I am finding that I really enjoy the guest commentaries, the op-eds, the editorial board things. We do all the other stuff too, but and then the writing, that a lot of people don't want to do, like case studies and bylined articles and ghostwriting. I mean, I'm actually a contributing writer too for Coast Monthly magazine, and that's completely separate from my PR business, but I find that it really makes me a more rounded out that way. The other thing I feel is really important, and I vacillate about this, is like, gosh, sometimes like, oh gosh, these young people are driving me crazy. But then it's like, but the young people need help. Yeah. And the young people really can benefit from all of us, like you, Veronica, and who are out there and who've mm-hmm. worked a lot, and to just help them, mm-hmm. Accelerate their learning. So I do find that as much as sometimes it's challenging to help young people, it's the right thing to do. It's yeah. really the right thing to do. So I do really enjoy that. And in fact, we're probably going to add a summer intern, who it's good to know. I mean, one of my Edelman connections, and this is his niece that we're talking to. And yeah, so, the fact that we can have connections in this industry, I really enjoy that. And that's part of what PRSA is all about. And then you asked a question about trends.
Yeah.
So the trends I'm seeing, I feel that a lot of times people don't realize how intense our business can be.
Yeah.
That a lot of our clients, and I am seeing that our clients are stretched very thin. I mean, you're probably seeing the same thing.
Absolutely.
The budgets are tighter, the staffing is tighter, the timelines are tighter. And so what I would say about that part is we need to remind ourselves to give ourselves some breaks.
Yeah.
Go to that yoga class, take the walk on the beach, walk the dog, dance like nobody's watching,
yeah.
Be in a Mardi Gras crew like I am, just do something that brings us joy, because our deadlines are so hot and tight. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The other trend that I am seeing is, especially for people coming out of school with PR degrees, mm-hmm. the need to write is so important, and a lot of the schools are not giving students enough writing experience. So my recommendation is for people who are young in their career, get tons of experience, get as many, internship opportunities, or go sign up to volunteer for a nonprofit and help with the newsletter. But that happens a lot. And then project management is another thing, in terms of skill sets that's important. And then work ethic.
Yeah.
work ethic is an important thing. I see that a lot with people where it's like, oh, you know, I really just want to be off. And it's like, yeah, me too.
It's not how the world works.
Yeah, me too. So just a different mindset, I guess, yeah. You know, and then we're seeing people in our profession, you know, retiring or changing careers. Mm-hmm. I have a call with one of my PR fellow friends tomorrow, PRSA fellow friends, and he's retired, but he's not really retired. You know, he's kind of in the background doing some work with his old company, and mm-hmm. he's riding along with the police department and using his issues and crisis skills. So I'm seeing those kinds of things.
Yeah. Yeah, I am too, actually. And it's great because people get to still do what they love. They're still contributing, but it also gives a built-in mentor into some of the spaces that we're talking about. And you talked earlier about mentorship. How can people connect with you? What is the best way to tap into all things Laura and learn about your journey? And we do have a lot of PRSSA members that are involved in our chapter, which is wonderful. And so they're always looking for those of us who are a little more seasoned, as I'd like to say. And Laura, you've just got some great experience and tips. How can people connect with you and tap you for some of that mentorship?
Well, I always encourage young people, especially like link in with me, go to LinkedIn. So it's Laura Panino, LinkedIn, and you'll see me like in a red shirt. So there's lots of Laura Paninos, believe it or not.
Gotcha.
but I would say do that. And then what I would also tell people, if you really want to get my attention, text me or call me and I'll give you my mobile. It's 713-419-1776. And the reason is there's just so many emails and it's just hard to keep up with things. So if someone really needs to get my attention quickly, please call or text me, 713-419-1776.
Great. And we'll be sure to put that in the show notes too, because you never know. I mean, you clearly have a lot of experience with crisis management and crisis communication. And so you never know when you're in the middle of one, when you're going to need to reach out to somebody just for some help and guidance. Because what I find is we all have plans and strategies. And then all of a sudden when it happens, we can't execute as quickly as we'd like. So having someone like you just at our fingertips might be exactly what you need as you're breaking into the space.
And what I would encourage is, you know, like for you and me and different people, you know, we can do these virtual coffees, you know, absolutely. Often. And mm-hmm. I think that's one thing that we often forget. Like we get so busy at our desk, but we don't have to leave our desk. We can just go, hey, you know, hi, Veronica.
Exactly.
And it's not quite the same as sitting across from you face to face, you know, person to person, where I can smell your cologne or, you know, or look at your nail polish. But it's really good that we can do that. And I do want to add this. There was a time when no one believed that video conferencing was going to happen. And video conferencing was introduced in the 1964 World's Fair by AT&T. And I worked with a video conferencing company in 1989. So I am pleased to say that video conferencing, video meetings are ubiquitous now. They weren't. Yes. And I was also the first person in the Edelman office in Dallas to have email. So
I loved it.
Yeah. So I started the technology practice for Edelman in Texas. They were already operating throughout the US, but It was cool. It's been a cool time. I love it.
Yes. I love it. Oh, the stories you could tell. Yes. I bet you could hear the fax machines going all day long. I remember those days. Well, Laura, it has been so good to just get to know you and introduce you to our membership, and remind everybody on LinkedIn what your handle is.
Laura Panino, P-E-N-N-I-N-O, like the state of Pennsylvania, Penn, and then I-N-O.
I love it. Okay. No one's going to forget that. And if you do, I've got it in the show notes. Laura, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
I love chatting.
It's great to talk to you. Thanks.
All right, guys, that wraps up this episode of PR Say. Please connect with Laura. I will make sure her contact information is in the show notes. We certainly want to make sure that our members are connecting and getting to know each other a little bit better. So we're wrapping up this episode, and I'll be reminding you to hit subscribe. You don't want to miss any episodes of PR Say. And if you are watching on Facebook or YouTube, drop us some comments, and Laura and I will be sure to connect with you. Until next time, we'll see you.